T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Seems like the legislature in Louisiana is fading a lot as it comes to special session 3. Mitch Rabele joins us right now, a staff writer with La Politics. Mitch, thank you for your time. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Was it deja vu all over again yesterday at the special session?
Absolutely. The legislature's taking up budget bills and sales tax bills. It feels like we've been through this more times than we'd like to count. So definitely a lot of deja vu going on in this building.
I can look at it a couple of different ways. I can look at it as everybody has their heels dug in and nothing is going to happen this time either. Or I can see it as political theater, and those that had their heels dug in before are going to make, kind of like Custer, a last stand, right? But then at the end, they're going to have to do something. Is there any credence to that theory?
Well, it kind of depends on what happens today. We've got 3 committees meeting, and the one that everybody's keeping an eye on is the Ways and Means Committee. There are 8 sales tax bills being pushed, one supported by the governor and another one being pushed by House Republican leadership, really as a compromise bill. So it depends on what happens today. But there is a group within the legislature that is dug in that has said no new taxes, and they're going to hold on and stick to that. So we'll see. It could come down to a showdown in the final few days.
So if the budget that was passed with a 30% cut to TOPS and cuts to higher ed, is that the default? If nothing happens this time, that becomes a budget?
That, as it currently stands, that will become the budget, and the governor's office and the Division of Administration will have to make prorated cuts across the board to TOPS, to higher ed, and the things of that nature. However, there is a supplemental budget bill that's being heard right now in House Appropriations that would reprioritize some money and move around some things. So actually, House Appropriations is almost walking through the budgetary process again. They heard testimony yesterday from higher ed leaders and Department of Corrections. Today, they're going to hear from a lot of the departments such as DOTD, Wildlife and Fisheries, and the Office of the Lieutenant Governor, really trying to move around some money and reorganize things in the budget in the event that a revenue bill is not passed and the budget's going to have to be reordered.
You know, I wonder if from a constituent standpoint, if you're hearing anything from these men and women, if the constituents are saying, don't you dare budge on this, don't you cave, you dig your heels in, make your stand. Are they hearing, you know what, you got to just move, we got to get this done, and everybody's got to move forward? Or are they hearing nothing because people are just tired of it and they have special session fatigue?
Well, it really depends on who you talk to, because you talk to members and you hear all 3 of those things. Some folks, I spoke to somebody yesterday who said, I've heard from my members time and time again, dig your heels in, no new taxes. I've heard from a lot of members that their people are telling them, just wrap this up and come home. We're tired of hearing about this in the news. We're tired of y'all being up there and dealing with this. Let's wrap this up. Let's get this done and let's move on. And then some are saying they're not hearing as much from their constituents as they like, because everyone does have fatigue. It seems like we've been almost in a time warp since this term started.
So in terms of good news or bad news, what would be some good news to come out of Baton Rouge today that would be positive in terms of solving the impasse? And what would be bad news in terms of solving the impasse? And I'm leaving the politics out of that. I'm just talking about the pragmatic part of fixing the reason that they're in special session again.
Well, the good news today would be that you hear that one of the sales tax bills, or several of the sales tax bills, has moved out of committee today and will be going on to the House floor, where it could be moved on for a vote and debate and moved over into the Senate, where it can start getting moved. The bad news would be if none of the bills move, if everything stalls. Now, when those sales tax bills move, you still have to bring together the Senate. You still have to bring together both factions. So we still have a long way to go. But some good news today for folks would be if you see a sales tax bill, get onto the floor, and we'll go from there.
Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate your time. I really do.
Thank you, Tommy. Well, I appreciate it.
You bet. We'll talk to you again. Mitch Rabele, staff writer for La Politics.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.